Thank you for taking an interest in the abundance and schools of unified learning. Today we are here rehearsing for our graduation. We're producing a play which we're going to have for our graduation for our Chi Bit titles. I'm here with my daughter Amara, who's 11 months old, and my son Imhotep. You're going to have some elements of transformation within the play. So, first of all, we introduce what transformation are so that everyone can see the transformation within the play. So, in nature, there are elements of transformation, such as the changes of the moon, the changes of the seasons, the planetary alignments. There are many changes. In the study of modern mathematics, we find that there is also change, and this is studied under transformation. There are four principles of transformation: rotation, reflection, enlargement, and translation. Imhotep, can you tell us what is rotation?
Rotation is about spinning around.
Okay, and what are the three principles of rotation?
The three principles of rotation is, number one, the center has my center of rotation. And number two is the direction which you're going to turn anti-clockwise or clockwise. Anti-clockwise. Clockwise.
Good.
And number three is the distance, how many degrees you're going to turn. 90 degrees.
Good. Imhotep, what is reflection?
Reflection is about looking in the mirror.
Okay. Anything else you can tell us?
And the original and the reflection must be the same distance from the mirror line.
Good. Can you tell us about enlargement?
Making things bigger.
And what are the two principles of enlargement?
The two principles in enlargement is, number one, the center of enlargement. And this is my center of enlargement. And number two is the scale factor, how many times bigger you're going to make it. One time bigger, two times bigger, four times bigger, three times bigger, five times bigger, or 10 times bigger, 100 times bigger.
Okay.
6 times bigger.
Okay, good. And Imhotep, what is translation?
Translation is about shuffling things about, like when you're going to shift a shape around, like the plus one minus game, and like moving up and down, left and right.
Okay, good. So they move, the shape moves from a certain distance.
Up and down and left and right.
A certain direction.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's very good, Imhotep. I think you have quite a good knowledge on transformation. How old are you, Imhotep?
4.
You're 4 years old?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. And you're learning this for a show. How are you finding the rehearsal for the show?
I find it interesting.
Okay, good. Why? Why is it interesting?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you can get titles.
Titles, okay. Yes, good, it's true. And I think you have, you play a lot of games at our school, learning games. What's your favourite transformation game?
Plus one minus game.
The plus one minus game?
Yeah.
Okay, well, how does that go?
But you have to shoot and you move it. Up, one plus one on the blue line means go up, and minus one on the blue line down, minus and plus one on the green line, and forward, and minus one on the blue line backwards.
So how does the game go?
The game goes, you start from zero, and you put your cube in the center, and then you say plus one, minus one on the blue line, green line, and you move your cube.
And what's the idea then? What do you have to do to win?
You have to get to zero before the other person gets to zero to win.
Okay, and who's the best at the game, you reckon?
Me.
Hi, my name is Regina. I bring my children to the Abundance and the Schools of Unified Learning. We've been coming here for just over a year, and I find the experience is very enriching for myself and also for my children. I personally have learned a lot while I've been here because it's a different approach to learning, making me view maths and science in a way that I didn't view it in a way before, and I feel that it's more easily accessible. I find that my son has taken to the transformations, the curriculum, the learning. He's taken to it very quickly. He enjoys the hand signs, the fidels, and even my daughter, she's been coming here. She was in the womb since I've been bringing her here, so she's already starting to pick up the hand signs, the movements, the exercises and so on that we do. And I know that as she gets older, she will just pick it up very quickly. And she's also very good at the ground movements. She's already doing them. So, yes, and she's watching and learning from her older brother. Yes, has she gone?